It's Al's Boring Podcast.
Oh, hi there, Al Dukes here, and we are back in the Matawan home office for another Boring Podcast with Paul. Hello. I don't have very many viewer mails today, Paul, because last week we taped a day late. This week we're taping a day early.
Right.
That's two full days of viewer mail that I have not been able to obtain from people. And some people ask, how do we get viewer mail into the podcast? On Twitter, you can DM me, which some people do. People DM me on Instagram and sometimes on Facebook. Although the Facebook ones, I tend to forget to check.
Okay.
Or don't screen grab.
Do you have an email address?
I would rather not give out my email address.
Oh, okay.
Because then people just critique the show. Although that's not this show, the morning show at FAN.
What about that Hotmail account you have?
I do have still a Hotmail account, a Yahoo account, a Gmail account, and my work account.
We should maybe create a Al's Boring...
Like a view, like an email that people
yeah.
can send? All right. Like a Gmail account.
Yeah.
Is that still the thing, Gmail?
I don't know.
We should do a Hotmail account just because it's so creepy.
MSN, Paul, is it MSN?
MSN. Yes, MSN. Or Outlook owns Hotmail now.
Okay.
A lot of them are Outlook accounts now. This comes to us, Paul, from Ryan. He's our replacements friend.
Okay.
You remember him? He says, all right, Paul, here's an idea. Things people get disproportionately emotional over, such as politics on Twitter, news stories that don't affect them personally, road rage, sports teams, and shows like This Is Us. I also say you should do a high school episode, but I know Paul kiboshed it. It's hard to come up with ideas. I'm amazed you have a list. So we have a list, but when I look at the list, there's stuff on the list that's 3 years old at this point, two
yeah.
years old. And I look at that list, I go, this is not a full episode.
No.
Some things seem like partial episodes.
So
combo them up, full episode.
The TV commercials doesn't do anything for you? Or just commercials?
Commercials.
Podcast?
We're just talking about commercials? I feel like I wouldn't have
famous
it.
Famous commercials?
I feel like I would. All I kept thinking of is...
Flow?
Yeah. The all I kept thinking of is the woman who's fallen down and the Where's the Beef lady.
Okay.
And the Clydesdales kicking a field goal in the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
So it would be things like that you
yeah,
want to do.
And then we could also talk about like famous radio ads. And
all right. Like Nobody that. Beats the Wiz, that sort of thing.
Or like, what was that guy's, the car dealership guy? Brad Benson.
Brad Benson.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Right.
He was classic on the FAN.
Right.
He's long gone. I think he had to sell that dealership.
Right.
To he sold it to a guy on the who played for the Giants.
That was Brad Benson.
Brad, oh, but he sold it to another guy.
Okay.
He sold it to...
Sean Landes.
No. different Sean. I think another Sean. So that guy took that over.
You know, I didn't notice that. We mentioned during the Cars podcast, Jan from Toyota.
Yes.
And I said, oh, she, if that was real life, Jan would be getting knocked up by all the salespeople.
Yes, they'd be...
hitting on her.
Sure.
And Jan is pregnant in the new commercials.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And she's showing off her pregnancy?
She does have a loose blouse on.
Is it a visible bump or they're not?
It is. It's pretty obvious. Yeah.
Are they using that in the commercials?
They're not. No.
All right. They're not using her. I'm having a baby as part of selling you a Toyota. We did talk about like how much money these folks make.
Yeah.
Because it's more than people think. I think.
I'm not sure.
Like the Verizon guy who's now the Sprint guy.
Right.
That guy did a great job.
He lucked out.
Lucked out. He got two huge brands just slid over doing the same thing.
Right, but he got fired from Verizon. See, this is all part of the commercial.
Okay, so let's save this and do this in the commercial podcast that's coming soon. My only other viewer mail I have today, Paul, comes from a woman named Erin who had asked, please do not use my last name.
Okay.
You know that's solid.
Yeah.
My husband turned me on to the Boring Podcast a few months ago.
Don't mention my husband.
Yeah, please don't mention his name either. And I've been listening ever since. I've heard a couple episodes where some kids are claiming to be the youngest listeners. While I'm pregnant, and listen to the podcast in the car on the way to work, they say fetuses can hear the goings-on outside of the womb. So I think it's safe to say I have the youngest listener right here. The search is over.
Interesting.
Erin.
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Last name withheld.
Congratulations, Erin Potter.
Erin something. We don't know Erin's last name exactly. So today's podcast is not commercials.
No.
It is, what is today's podcast topic?
So, you know, this is apropos of the amount of viewer mail we've gotten from listeners. They are lazy.
They are lazy.
Yeah. So these are things we do that are lazy.
Things lazy people would do or things we do that are lazy.
Well, the general we.
Okay. The general we. Right? So things, so, yes.
Yeah.
Now, when you were coming up with your list, like for me, I was looking at things in the beginning. I was writing down things that were conveniences that weren't necessarily something a lazy person would do.
I have some of those too. I was going to ask whether they were conveniences or laziness.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, is this something a lazy person would do, or is this just something like this is a more modern convenience?
Yeah.
That not like initially I put down if you use K cups instead of regular coffee, but I thought that might just be a convenience,
right?
And not something a lazy person does.
Yeah. I kind of fell into that trap too. Yeah. And you said you've edited.
I went through and edited. I had so much material, Paul, because I put it on Twitter and people sent me a lot of great ideas of things lazy people do that I went through and tried to delete some of the ones that I didn't think lived up to the rest of my list.
So you really put in work for this.
This one I put work into. Finally.
Now, previous to you having that iPad.
Yes.
You used to write it down on a little piece of paper.
I had a sheet of paper with a black Sharpie.
I could swear at some point you had just a post-it with a few notes just scribbled down.
Yes, probably early
on. I always wondered, this is going to...
This is not a lot of work he put into this. Right. Most of his notes fit on a post-it.
Yeah.
Then I said, you bring your laptop over, you're scrolling through a long Word document.
Going back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like a lot of, you know, a lot of research goes into that.
I try. Okay. Yeah. So I for this, I try not to be lazy.
Right.
For other things in my life, I'm probably lazy.
This you do put work into.
A little bit of work.
Which pays $0 at this point. Because we have no advertising. All right, so what do you have on your list there?
Well, I was going to ask you, do you think lazy people tend to be, what are those, semicolons? Is that?
Semicolon?
I don't know.
Or colon?
Yeah. Do you think lazy people tend to be unorganized?
Yes.
Yes. Unreliable?
Yes.
Procrastinators?
For sure.
Yeah.
All characteristics of a lazy person.
Right. So, you know, you ever hear that saying, why do today what you can put off until tomorrow?
Yes. Hilarious t-shirt.
Yeah. That's my motto for this podcast.
Why put off to today what you can put off till tomorrow?
Before I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was doing the research, my list of things for these episodes the day of.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But now I do them the day before, and I feel like it's less pressure.
And I feel like if you let it, I kind of work through it. Then usually the night before, I'll put it in my Word document. Then I email it to myself, and then throughout the day at work.
You'll look at it.
Yes.
And refine it.
Add things. And,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because to me, when I was starting to do them day of, I'd start going, I got nothing.
Yeah.
Where if you give it a day, even if you write down just a few ideas, you can have that rattle around in your head.
Maybe spark something else.
Spark something else. So what is your first thing you have? Other than your description, lazy people are unorganized. What was the other thing?
Unreliable.
Unreliable.
Procrastinators.
Procrastinators, yeah. Yes, those things.
Do you think lazy people are always late?
Often late, yes. Because they put off to the last minute,
right,
to do something.
So if you're meeting up with a lazy person, you'll probably know they're going to be late.
Yes,
because they're waiting, like they said, last minute to get ready.
Right. Yeah. There are oftentimes they'll have nothing to do. Like let's say you have to be somewhere at 2:30, and it takes a half hour to get there. We must leave at 2:00.
Right.
They may have nothing to do from 10 a.m. on.
Right.
They're going to get in that shower at 1:30.
Right.
And you know it takes them longer to, you know, get out of the shower, get ready, find something to wear, get prepped, brush the teeth.
Oh, I hit traffic coming.
Yeah, hit traffic. Yes. Well, you could have left 4 hours earlier. You're doing nothing.
At 2 o'clock on a Sunday?
Yes, 2 p.m. on a Sunday.
Do you think a lazy person hits the snooze button?
Yes.
A lot, yeah.
Yes. I do refuse to hit the snooze button even once for fear that I will not wake up.
Right.
Or my other alarm will not go off.
If you remember the classic sleep episode.
Of Seinfeld?
No, our...
Oh. Oh, this podcast. We did a sleep episode?
Something like that.
I think you're right. Yes. Yeah.
I mentioned how I hit snooze a lot.
Yeah.
But lately I've been trying to wake up early. And it does help to wake up as soon as that alarm goes off.
Right.
And not fall into that trap of 9 more minutes.
Right.
More.
You have to wake up on the first alarm going off.
Yeah.
And have one backup alarm just in case.
I have three.
In emergency.
I have three backup.
Three.
Yeah.
All right. I do one. I use my iPhone as my number one because there's no electricity there. And number two, a wired into the the wall situation.
I have three alarms set up
on your phone.
Yeah.
See, my fear would be what if the phone just goes into shutdown mode for whatever reason.
I bought my girl one of those alarm clocks that starts to light up.
Oh yes, the Philips.
I don't know if I went that
that
high
fancy.
Up on the
the knockoff version. Where it's supposed to emulate the sun.
Yeah, I don't know at what time it starts getting brighter, but by the time the alarm's about to go off, it's pretty bright in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've looked at that every, because on, Deadspin always, for whatever reason, has different deals on Amazon.
Deadspin?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
They always write an article about these are today's deals on Amazon.
Huh. I could do a podcast like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These deals.
These are great steals and deals.
Daily deals. And they always have that Philips wake up light alarm clock. Or this is more, I don't even know if this buzzes like an alarm clock or it just slowly brightens your room.
Mm. Yeah, I think it goes off too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
All right.
But she's always asleep when I go in there and things.
And the light's bright.
Yeah.
Like it's time to wake up.
Right.
Let's go.
We mentioned this earlier today, but is taking a nap lazy? Hmm. Someone that takes a lot of naps.
I think if you keep them short, then it's not lazy.
Okay.
If you're to me, a nap should be for a regular person with regular sort of working hours, like a half hour.
Wow.
Yeah. These people take a 3 hour nap. You're sleeping.
I'm taking a 3 hour nap.
You are.
I love a nap.
For 3 hours. Well, you set an alarm.
Yes.
Yeah. You got to set an alarm for a nap.
Right.
I kept reading all different things about naps because I was trying to figure out like the perfect nap where I'll read different things and go 20 minutes is what you want. Or if you go, they had it set up to your sleep cycles where you're not supposed to interrupt the sleep cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So if instead of doing an hour nap, you should do an hour and a half. Because that 90 minutes is a different type of sleep cycle, so you'll wake up easier.
Okay.
Than if you set an alarm for 1 hour.
I got you.
They had all different things, like 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, 90 minutes.
Yeah.
3 hours was, I think, another... Well, that sounds like a night of sleep, though.
Yeah, no, but on a weekend, I enjoy my naps,
In the middle of the day.
Yeah.
A nice nap. All right.
She's not happy with that.
Right.
She... Says we're wasting the day.
Wasting the day away.
But it's always nice to nap.
Yeah, it is nice to nap, Paul.
Yeah.
All right. The very first thing I thought of with this topic was something lazy people do. To me, Uber Eats is super lazy.
Okay.
So that's Uber delivering you McDonald's.
Right.
Like I always think if you're going to eat terrible food or like unhealthy food, that you should at the very least go get it.
Okay.
Like to have that, an Uber guy pick up, I think pizza delivery is different just because that's so built into their business that they deliver your pizza.
That's how they made their business, Domino's and Pizza Hut.
Yeah, that whole business is based on we'll make the pizza and bring it to you. But the other things, Uber Eats to me seems like a super lazy thing.
No, yeah, Uber Eats specifically to McDonald's because Uber Eats does other restaurants. Right? Yeah.
But the McDonald's one seems like...
I know when I was in California, they had Uber Eats. And so the person online was ordering all these coffee drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And she was asking him specific questions about the drink, like, half foam or whatever the heck they say.
Right.
And he was like, no, I'm just the Uber driver picking up the coffee. So I seen that Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts are pretty readily available.
Right.
Right.
Right. Go get it yourself.
So you know, like McDonald's, there's not one more than 10 minutes away.
Yes.
From, yeah.
You're not going miles out of your way to go get something from Dunkin' Donuts.
Would you trust
an
Uber Eat person?
No. To carry my food?
Yeah.
No.
You know they're digging their hand to get fries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, their car must just stink. It's just a mixture of bad foods.
So I was going to do the starting off point was drive-thrus. Yes. That was lazy.
Yes.
I think that would be more of a convenience that people take advantage of.
Right? Yeah, to me the drive-thru is lazy if you clearly would save more time going in.
Okay.
Like if you see that there's no one in the McDonald's or the Starbucks mm-hmm. and you still don't want to get out of your car.
Right.
And yeah. you'll wait in the drive-thru. That seems lazy.
Now, do you have an issue, you know, you'd said with pizza delivery,
mm-hmm.
but like from an Italian restaurant, let's say.
Right.
If it's raining out.
Mm. I still will go get it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know why. I have a real aversion to getting food delivered.
You know, it's funny. My dad will not allow us to get food delivered.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. He bothers him for some reason.
Yes. Same here. And I don't know if that bothered my dad and that's where I got it from.
Right.
You know, growing up seeing it. I always felt like there's an extra charge that somehow.
Okay.
And why would you pay someone to go get your food? Just go get it.
Okay.
Go get your, but to me it was also like, don't be lazy, go get your food.
Right, right. But if it was raining out, it seemed very convenient.
Yes.
Like a Chinese place.
Right.
A guy shows up and yeah.
I think the other thing where I didn't like the delivery aspect of food is that if I go to get the Chinese food, it will take me 10 minutes total.
Mm-hmm.
If I call for delivery, it'll be here in 40 minutes.
Right.
I always think, well, I'm waiting. I could just go get it.
Right.
In that time, I'm waiting for it.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm starving. Then what?
Yeah, but you miss the opportunity to possibly be murdered by a Chinese food delivery.
Correct. Yeah. Just bring it in here. I'm in the living room. Then he kills you.
You can make national news.
Then he murders you.
Do you think, going on the food thing,
mm-hmm.
do you think microwaving your dinner each night is a lazy move?
I think so. Okay. I was debating whether that was convenient or lazy, but I think that is lazy.
Because most microwavable food is not really good for you.
No.
Right?
It's not good. It's not tasty. It's not healthy.
Yeah.
But making the food, that takes time.
Uh-huh.
You cannot be lazy and cook stuff.
Right.
Unless you set it up. You know, but you can. Like, I've really set my nightly dinners up so that I just throw something in the oven.
Right.
Like chicken in the oven, sweet potatoes in the steamer.
Are those lazy dinners?
That might be lazy, yes. Yeah. The fact that I am eating the same thing every night
mm-hmm.
for the convenience of it.
Right.
Does seem lazy, though.
Yeah.
Because I could make other items.
At least try. Yeah.
But I do not.
Okay.
Like Monday through Thursday, same thing.
Right.
Every freaking night.
How about getting liposuction?
Mm. Oh, that is lazy.
Yeah.
Instead of actually working out.
Right.
Yes.
I know, and like gastric bypass.
Yes.
I mean, there is some health
right.
Things to it where you can't, I don't know, their thyroid is over.
I suppose.
I don't know, what do they say? But a lot of people do that, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Instead of dieting, which is hard.
Very hard.
The lazy way out might be getting the rubber bands jammed down your stomach.
Right. I see, like, now they're freezing. They'll do like a freezing.
Yes.
To your body to contour it or
freeze sculpturing.
Yes, yes, yes.
They freeze your belly fat. I'm still not sure exactly how that works. Is that internal or they're freezing the outside? That has to be internal, right?
No, I think it's external.
Really?
Yeah.
And they're just scraping away my
skin? I don't know.
Skin?
I don't know if it's just like a wrap
mm-hmm.
that kind of moves
right
the stuff around. Same with, like, you can get a spray tan that kind of looks like you have muscles.
Yes.
I think Britney Spears got caught doing that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It gives you abs.
Right.
Yes, I have seen that.
I have looked into that. and there's something else we talked about before. I'm having trouble explaining it, but they were like a shirt that you put underneath your shirt
mm-hmm.
that looks like you have muscles.
Yes.
You know
I've
what
seen
I'm talking
this.
About?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like a padded pecs for a man.
Right.
And ab work.
The one you sent me many years ago, I don't know if you were serious about.
Oh, I'm very serious.
Let's look into doing this. The guy looked pretty great.
Let's look into doing these shirts?
Yeah.
Okay, I was probably serious.
So Googling this again last night, it was coming up with a legitimate T-shirt site
mm-hmm.
that had the pecs and the arms.
Really?
The guy looked really good with his shirt on afterwards. They had, it seemed like they had underwear to increase your butt size.
Okay.
Because, you know, women like that.
Right. They do like a nice butt.
But I was like, interesting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it's like a push-up bra type of thing for a woman, or a girdle.
Yeah.
Spanx.
Okay.
Which you've admitted to many years ago wearing a man Spanx, right?
Yeah, many years ago.
So long ago. Who could even remember?
But I guess that would be some form of laziness because mm-hmm. you're trying to change your body without actually changing your body.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that reminds me, like in the 70s and 80s, there were different exercise equipment that they would sell. Maybe they still sell it today. Like I remember there being something you would put around your waist that would shoot electrodes.
Yes.
Pulsing electrodes. Uh-huh. And that was supposed to like tweak your abdominal muscles to give you abs without working.
Right, you could just sit there.
Yes.
Watching TV.
Yeah, watch TV.
And eating chips.
Yeah, eat chips, watch TV, and get ab muscles.
Right.
Yeah, so...
That would be nice.
Yeah, I think all those things go into the lazy category for sure. What about giving a gift card as a gift?
Mm.
Do you think that's lazy? Because you didn't really... Unless you've exhausted ideas of, what do I get Paul?
Unless they're so hard to shop for.
Right.
Like, what would I buy you?
Yeah, who knows?
Hmm.
Although I feel like giving a gift card is almost like giving somebody cash, which I'm never comfortable with. Unless like, it's like a niece or nephew, someone much younger.
Okay.
That I could give a gift of cash. But
like,
to give another adult cash seems strange.
Right.
Right.
I've given... gift cards to my nieces
mm-hmm.
to Toys R Us. And then I see they're going out of business.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't know if you guys use that, but you need to get on it. Like that's almost a burden.
To have a gift card?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now gift cards are so readily available. They're like, you can go to the Wawa.
Yes.
And they have gift cards for
everywhere.
Wherever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was less lazy when you were like, okay, my parents love Ruby Tuesday.
Right.
I'm going to go to, let me find the Ruby Tuesday location, get a gift card. But you're right. Now I just go to the drugstore where I would buy them their greeting card and get them their gift card all in one. That's
also
lazy.
In regards to gift giving.
Yes, gift giving.
Lazy people will never wrap a gift. They'll just use a gift bag.
Gift bag.
Right.
That is the lazy way out of a gift.
Yeah.
Right. A little tissue paper.
Right.
And the thing in the gift bag.
With a gift card in the gift bag.
A gift card in the gift bag wrapped in colored tissue paper.
Yes.
A lot of people brought this up to me on Twitter. Was texting or calling somebody that's in the same house as you.
Okay.
So like you're upstairs.
Yeah.
And you want to tell your girl something, so you text it to her
instead
of just walking down the stairs and saying whatever you needed to say.
Yeah. Now it would be if you were in the bathroom
mm-hmm.
and needed toilet paper.
Right.
That would be
that'd be acceptable, I think.
Yes. Or someone has me for ransom upstairs.
Yes. I'm being held on ransom. Please help.
The Chinese food delivery guy is here and he has me for ransom.
He came in through the window. Now, if you're on the bowl and in need of toilet paper
mm-hmm.
and you text your girl to bring you toilet paper.
Yes.
What is her responsibility for that? Where does she leave it? Would she open the door?
Yes.
She would.
My relationship, yes. Yeah. I would not open the... She locks her door when she goes...
I lock mine as well.
When you're home alone by yourself?
No, no, no.
Oh, okay.
Not when I'm home alone. I leave the door wide open, Paul. I'm very free.
You take off your clothes before you walk into the bathroom.
Yes, I get nude.
But when I'm at my bathroom, I leave it.
She'll open it up and throw you the roll?
Yeah, I mean, as many times, like if, for instance, she's going to work... I'm sitting in the bathroom.
Right.
She's like, she'll knock and she, could you tell me if this looks okay? Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
with all the stench going on? She doesn't care.
It's a very loving relationship.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gina tried to open the door to give me toilet paper. I said, leave it by the door.
Yeah.
And then I wait till I hear her scurry away.
Okay.
Then I just crack it open just enough to pull right. the toilet paper in.
I think at this point now, I will just walk out and get it myself.
You will.
Yeah.
Pull your pants up and hope for the best.
Pull my pants up.
Nothing said. Oh, you'll just shuffle out?
Just shuffle.
Guess it depends where you keep it.
Right. Hmm. On a high shelf.
On a very high shelf, yeah. Yes, so everyone can see.
I bet you a lot of people probably said leaving the toilet seat up,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes. I don't really find that lazy, though.
No? Okay.
No. I don't think that unless you're doing it to be lazy.
Okay.
I think it's more that I think that thing might just be a forgetful thing.
Do you think it's lazy not to clean? Like, you know, I as I've said before, I pee standing up at work.
Okay.
And listen, I know you say you pee standing up at home.
Mm-hmm.
That pee is flying everywhere.
Everywhere.
So I have to wipe pee off the floor.
Right.
There's really no point to doing that at home to me.
Right. So you sit down.
Right.
Because it's a clean seat, but at work it's filthy.
Yeah. So a lazy person probably would not clean up after
right.
that issue.
Right.
You agree?
I do agree. Yeah. I've been to homes where there's urine on the...
Oh, really?
On the rim of the toilet.
Oh, okay.
I was just like, to me, even if I don't see it because you're peeing clear,
yeah,
I still will always take a wad of toilet paper, do a quick wipe of the bowl,
because
I know there's something on there.
Right.
I dripped right on it.
I agree.
Or the floor, for sure.
Or it hit the water and bounced.
And splashed up, yeah. Right. Yeah. That's true.
Mm-hmm. I bet you another one you probably got on Twitter was parking in a disabled spot.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is lazy.
I very much agree with that.
Or even instead of parking in a spot, like in a strip mall, parking, like pulling right up to the store when there's plenty of spots available.
I hate that.
Yeah. And then anybody who needs to get has to go around you.
Right.
Or they think you're stopped for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Like there's spots right there.
Right.
Go pull in there.
Right. Listen, if you legitimately are dropping someone off that's
right.
a elderly quick drop or off. Something, or, but you shouldn't just sit there.
Right. That should not be your parking spot.
Yeah, hit me up on my celly.
Yes.
I'll come pull up.
Yes. Yeah. When I see you coming out, I will come pull up to the
yeah.
to the thing. Very lazy.
Also, people that wait for a parking spot to open up at a parking garage, when mm-hmm. if they just went up one level,
right.
there's 1,000 spots.
Yes.
That's what it burns me every day when I go to work. It's like,
you have a parking garage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's craziness, man.
Because you know the next level is wide open.
Yeah, I know, and I know I've been there enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I always stop myself thinking, well, maybe this is the first time at this place.
Right, they're a new visitor to the
right.
building.
But still, it's you just have to go on the belief that there's going to be a lot of spots open up.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, or get. I sometimes like to go right to the top and then work my way down, thinking that will be an easier way out of the parking garage.
Good idea.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. A lot of people gave me this one on Twitter, which is asking someone a question that you could easily Google and find the answer.
Okay.
They might be like, what time does the Golden State Warrior game start then?
Okay.
Let's Google it.
Yeah. Well, what date is the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Okay.
How
would I know?
how many cups in a quart? Or a gallon. Like, oh, just Google it.
Right, right, right.
So many things.
Yeah.
What's the weather going to be? The app is right on your phone.
Right.
Or you ask Siri.
Yeah.
That's or my Echo Dot or whatever the heck it's called.
Yeah, I was going to ask that one too. Now that thing, that dot thing.
Mm-hmm. The Echo Dot.
Yeah. You could change the channel with that thing.
Yeah.
Turn the lights off. You can put the heat up.
Right.
You really do not need to get up off the couch.
Right.
Yeah.
But the lazy person puts off programming that thing to do. Because I've done that where I'm like, I know this is supposed to run my air conditioning system. I've got to have to look into how I connect it to the thing.
Okay, it's not that simple.
Yeah, it's not that simple.
Okay.
It's not an easy thing.
Does it hook up to your TV?
I guess it could. The only thing, I have it hooked up to the Sonos system. That's the only thing I've figured out how to hook that up to.
Yeah.
So I could tell it to play certain channels or artists through the Sonos.
Mm.
But even that, I remember that taking like half an afternoon trying to connect. Oh, okay. Maybe it's easier now.
It can't be that hard because my brother's hooked up all his Fios devices.
Oh, really?
To that thing.
The Echo?
Yeah.
And he'll say what, to turn on the television?
Yeah, upstairs TV. And he says, if his wife is upstairs watching mm-hmm. TV, he'll change the channel from downstairs.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, so some of those things I always think like, am I asking the Echo to do it, is that any more convenient than hitting the button right now?
I hear you.
A lot of those things, because sometimes I'll say, ask it to play, classic rock in the living room. And it's like, I'm sorry, what? It's like confused. And like, oh my God, I could have just done this already.
Yeah.
Could have hit this button.
He was worried about privacy.
Yes.
Like, they'll be knowing, well, he's watching another tattoo show.
On right.
Paramount Network.
Another tattoo show, sir? Let me just put all the, or they start giving suggestions.
Yeah.
What about this tattoo show?
Right.
On another network. Maybe you like that.
I told him his Amazon thing probably thinks Dave Navarro is the biggest star in the world because he hosts that stupid show.
Different ink shows.
Yeah. Do you think taking a motorized cart around a supermarket is laziness?
I think it's lazy if you don't really need one.
Yeah.
Yeah, then that's lazy.
I'm pretty fascinated that you're able to just go into a supermarket and start up one of those.
And take one.
Yeah. Doesn't seem like it's securities around it.
No.
Like, I could just roll that out into the parking lot and put it in.
In your car?
Yeah.
Like, if you built a ramp.
Right.
You pull that right up.
Yeah.
You would need a charging device, I bet. Some sort of way to get that to work for you once the power ran out initially.
I can hook that up right to my alarm clock.
Yeah, so get right to your alarm clock. It'll power up. You'll be ready to go right in the morning.
How about if you you drop something on the floor and you try picking it up with your foot instead of bending over?
Yeah, trying to do anything with your feet.
Yeah.
Merely, I mean, just because you don't want to bend over.
Yeah.
Whether that's on the couch and reaching for something with your foot. Or, trying to...
You drop a sock and you're like...
Oh. Yeah, I have no ability to do... Like, my feet are not good grippers.
Okay.
I can pull something towards me with my foot.
You could flush the toilet, I bet, with your foot.
I could flush the toilet with my foot. Yeah, you're right. I have done that.
I've often thought I could probably get away without arms.
Really?
If I had to. Just based on urinating with using... No hands.
Right.
Yeah.
But you would have to unbuckle somehow. That'd be your only thing.
Yeah. So maybe one arm.
One arm.
Yeah.
You could do one arm because you'd use your two feet as hands.
Right.
Hands/arms.
I wonder if I could.
Yeah. I think you could. You definitely, if you were down one arm, 100%, your body would adapt.
Okay.
I've done this before. Not for my main brushing of my teeth in the morning or at night. But a mid-afternoon when I should brush my teeth for, going out or something.
No, I've never brushed my teeth coming here.
That's fair.
Okay.
I don't brush prior to your arrival. Mm-hmm. But like everyone will brush their teeth in the morning.
Yeah.
Most people will brush their teeth at night.
Yeah.
But if you're going to go somewhere in the middle of the afternoon and you think, oh, I've had anchovies or something.
Anchovies.
I have Listerine in place of brushing my teeth. Purely based on laziness.
Okay.
Like, I don't want to take the 2 minutes that it takes to actually brush my teeth, so I'll use Listerine instead.
I gotcha.
Which I don't think is really the full thing.
Right.
It's the lazy way out.
You were going to, like, maybe the drugstore?
No, I'm just saying, like, let's say I was going to, a meeting. Let's say I was meeting someone for a big show business meeting.
Oh, okay.
I would Listerine instead of brush my teeth.
I gotcha.
Because I'm too lazy to...
Right.
Sit there and brush my teeth in the middle of the day.
I was going to say, like, on the weekend, I wake up early, usually to watch soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll go get my Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks.
All right.
I won't brush my teeth leaving the house.
Okay.
To go to said place.
Right. Will you Listerine?
No.
Nothing.
My thinking is, well, I know I'm going to get this coffee immediately. Right. Why ruin it by...
Right, it tastes different if you just brush your teeth and drink coffee.
Yeah, so is that laziness or is that smart thinking?
Smart thinking, because you're going to, like, I will brush my teeth after the coffee breath.
I've often wondered, I hope I never run into someone or have to yes. have a conversation with the Dunkin' Donuts employees.
Yes. Yeah. What did you want, sir? Whisper in my ear. Get closer. I can't hear you.
A pumpernickel bagel.
Oh, yes. With everything.
Is littering.
Yes.
Laziness.
Lazy.
Yeah.
I hate a litter person.
Yeah. A litter bug.
A litter bug. Yeah. Hate a litter bug. Throw it out. There's a lot of things, laziness that revolves around garbage.
Yeah.
People who leave, do you have garbage in your car right now?
Oh yeah.
You do?
Sure.
See, for me.
No. Well, let me say, yeah. I have my, you know, I drink a bottle of this every day on my way to work.
Bottle of Poland Spring.
Yes. I throw it on the floor of mm-hmm. the car with the intention of finding a recycling
right.
place that I can toss the plastic
because you're not lazy to just throw that in the regular garbage.
Right. What I should do as a convenience to me is just throw it out my window.
Just someone else will get it.
Right. Those prisoners.
Yes. They need something to do. Yeah. I think if you keep a lot of garbage in your car, like grab it on your way. There's always a garbage available.
Oh, okay. I usually wait till the end of the week or.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I try to, I don't like having any garbage in my car. Mm. So if I get to work and I've consumed a coffee on my way in, I will take my cup with me to throw out.
Right.
Then there's the laziness of if you don't want to take out the garbage, jamming everything into your
into the
garbage can. Like, this doesn't have to go out yet.
Right.
I just jammed.
There's still some room in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is your garbage situation in your apartment complex? Like when you have a bag of garbage that's full, what is the process? You have to go outside?
Yeah.
See, where I am here, I have a chute down the hallway.
Okay.
You would think that would be easy to... I still put that off.
Oh, really?
I'll still jam as much into my garbage can for the laziness of not wanting to walk down the hallway.
Yeah, I've had a similar apartment complex where the chute was... I've often put it off.
Yeah.
Just you don't want to run into someone.
Yeah, you don't want to go walking in the hallway and see a neighbor.
Didn't brush my teeth.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're not prepared.
I was listening to a porn movie
mm-hmm.
that they may have heard in the hallway.
I think that's the guy who had the porn on.
Yeah. I did see this. I'm going to bring this up as well. Someone on social media that I follow posted a pic that they live in an apartment complex similar to yours
mm-hmm.
where it's a chute at the end of the hallway, almost like a hotel setup.
Yeah.
Right? Someone left an advertisement in his door saying, I will pick up your garbage for $15 a week.
Really?
Just leave it outside your door on, you know, this date, this time.
And then he just takes it down to the
chute.
The chute.
That, to me, that's laziness if you're going to pay 15 yes. bucks a week to go... Just down the
right.
hallway.
You're not going out into the elements
right.
to a dumpster.
Yeah.
You're going right down the hall and jamming the garbage in.
Would you take up this person?
I would not. I would not do. I would not pay $15 for that.
Yeah.
That's not worth it.
What is a dog walker laziness?
I think a dog walker is lazy if you're home when the dog walker shows up.
Yeah. Okay.
If you're at work and you're like, I need somebody to come by and walk the dog. But if you're home and the dog comes over, yeah. I feel the same way about a maid. Like, if you have a maid service or a cleaning service and you're home and able to do that, that seems lazy.
Oh, okay.
Although, convenient.
Right. And maybe they'll do a better job than you would.
They might. I always think they do a worse job.
Okay.
That's why I don't ever partake in that.
I always think that they'll steal or kill me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kill you and then steal all of your belongings.
Yeah. So that's...
You're out for that.
Yeah, that and the cost of...
Right, the fact that they charge you money.
Right,
this we used to do in my house all the time growing up. A mother, father, and three children, leaving just a little bit of water, milk, or orange juice or soda in the bottle in the fridge.
Right,
because like we would keep the extras in the refrigerator in the garage.
Okay,
so there might be there's more soda. You're not running out of soda.
Yeah.
But it's downstairs in the garage.
You have to actually go downstairs.
Yeah, and whoever finishes the drink has to go down and get. So you'd go in there to get a glass of soda, and it'd be like just like a shot of soda.
Right.
Like who left this much?
It's almost an insult.
It's an
to
insult
to leave that little bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or like a bag of chips, and you open it up, and there's just like the crumbs on the bottom.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like if you got like, let's just say a box of donuts.
Yes.
Little Lowe's mini donuts.
Mini donuts.
People at my household would leave like just one left. I don't know if it's a matter of like, well, you have to throw it out. It's not that. I think it's just like, well, I didn't want to be a pig.
Yes. I've left you this one.
Right. There's enough left for someone else.
Right.
Yeah.
There's one bite-sized donut left right. for you to enjoy. You're welcome.
Do you think that's what it is? Or like, I could see the soda not wanting to go downstairs to replenish yeah. it. But leaving one yeah, or two.
That you didn't leave the last one.
Yeah. Do you think it's just a mindset for them to feel yes. better about
themselves? Okay. It's a mindset for them to feel better about okay. themselves. One that they weren't a pig and ate an entire box or the right. rest of the box.
Okay.
And that I did leave a taste for somebody.
Right.
If somebody else wanted a donut.
I didn't finish it. Yeah.
No, I did not but finish
I always
the box. Get,
I always look and I'd be like, who didn't eat the, like, why just leave one?
Right. Yeah. It's one more donut.
Right.
Just eat it.
But I 100% do it too.
You do?
Yeah.
You're like, I'll leave this one. I'm not really hungry for another
right.
bite of donut.
And then I could say, you finished that box of donuts?
Where's the, who ate all the donuts? I could have swore there was some here.
How about peeing in a bottle instead of getting up and going to the bathroom?
That was a huge laziness thing. Right. I've never done that one.
I have not done that either. I have thought about it.
Like when you were sitting on the couch?
Not like in bed.
Oh.
Thinking, oh, I would just, if I could just pee here instead of having to get yeah. up. But I remember Norm MacDonald telling the story on Howard Stern about peeing in bottles. And then he was keeping them on a shelf or something.
Yeah, he had a collection of bottles full of urine in his house.
What do you think, he was kidding around or?
No, and I think that's like a beginning of like hoarding or a further along thing of hoarding.
Okay.
Like people hoard their own urine.
I have not seen that show in a long time.
Yeah.
House Hoarders or whatever yes. it was called. Yeah.
Hoarders, I think it was just called.
Okay. But they would save their urine.
They would save their urine.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. Some of them, or it started defecating in bags. Like it was weird.
Yeah.
Very strange.
Yeah. So that, to me, that's very lazy, but it could be that a mental illness.
That is lazy or a mental illness. Yeah. One of the two. I know a lot of places have ice machines in their freezers. Gina does not have one. She has an older refrigerator.
That's a great one.
Yeah. I will not like if I am not going to fill up an ice tray. So if there's only like two ice cubes left, I'm like, no ice for me. I don't know why. It doesn't take very long.
But it's the idea that you could possibly spill it walking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or that, I got to balance it.
That, again, is just like that donut thing.
Mm-hmm.
Someone will leave one ice cube yes. so they don't have to do.
Right. The
yeah.
tray.
Right.
Yeah, that's very
that
annoying.
Is a great one.
But I will look, and I won't use any then because I'm like, if I don't want to leave the one ice cube.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I don't want to make ice cubes.
Another form of laziness related to that is if you fill up the ice tray and there's a, so you have a brand new ice tray.
Yes.
And you put it on top of one that's perfectly fine, ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to get that other one, you have to like
balance the.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. So yes. you should take the other one out, put the new one in.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. The older ice should be right. ready to go first.
So you still are lazy if you do replenish it, but you don't do it correctly.
Correct.
Yeah.
Still a lazy move.
This is kind of similar to the one you mentioned about texting someone or calling someone within the house. Or if you're like sitting on the couch dying for like a drink,
mm-hmm.
but you wait for someone else to get up first.
Right.
Oh, while you're up, could you get me? Yeah.
Yeah. Could you grab me a soda with ice in it?
Right.
If you wouldn't mind.
I think there's some in there.
Yeah, there's a one or two cubes left. Yeah. What about just taking one clean dish out of the dishwasher instead of having to empty the dishwasher? Like if you have a clean
dish. I see nothing wrong with this.
If you need a dish and the dishwasher has completed its cycle, it's ready to be
yeah,
emptied.
No, I understand completely what you're saying here.
Grabbing just one dish or one fork
yeah.
instead of being the person that's supposed to empty the dishwasher.
Nope, I don't see a problem with this at all.
The other side of that is soaking your dishes instead of putting them in the actual dishwasher, right?
Sure, of yeah. course.
I'm just going to, especially if you have anything with like pasta sauce or anything.
Yeah.
That has to soak.
Well, you got to put a little bit of palm olive on.
Yeah, you yeah. put palm olive in the thing, you soak it. For a couple days, and then it's ready to be
right.
washed.
Yeah, it's always, it gets down to the ends of the week, and it's, all right, come on. We're down to nothing here with forks. Yeah. Laziness would be also using a spoon when you should be using a fork.
Yes. Yeah. I bet a spoon would do the job here.
Right. I don't know if you've ever done this trick, but if you make a sandwich and you left the knife on the edge of the sink, I might make another sandwich, or someone else might want a sandwich.
Right.
There's a knife right there. Yeah.
Use that knife. Right. It's not really dirty. Yeah. It just made a sandwich.
Yeah.
Doesn't have anything on it. What about not folding? Like having your laundry is never folded. It's either here's a pile of clean clothes.
Okay.
And here's a pile of dirty clothes. The clean clothes came out of the dryer.
Yep.
And were just not ever folded again.
Uh-huh.
They're there and you know those are clean ones.
Yeah, I know exactly.
You do that as well.
Yes. So I'll one up you on this one.
All right.
So you will you'll put your clean pile of clothes on your bed.
Yes.
And you'll sit in your couch.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll go to bed and you'll take your clean pile of clothes and put them on your couch.
Right.
So it's a never-ending process until you've used all those clothes.
You're just moving them from the bed when you use the bed to the couch. When you're on the couch to the bed. Yes, if those the couch and the bed are close by, that is a cycle.
Yeah. You know how like some tissue boxes,
yes,
once you start getting to the end of the tissues,
mm-hmm.
it'll change to a different tint.
Is that right?
Yeah, especially at hotels, I'll see it.
Okay.
And then if you're at home, it'll come out like two would come out of a bunch. You know, it's like, okay, I need to get another box, right? I'm like that with underwear. Once I'm down to this certain Hanes brand,
right?
I know I got to do laundry in the next couple of days. And these Hanes brand, they're not a very comfortable underwear.
Right.
Yeah.
But they're your last minute.
They're my tissue changing tint.
They're your indicator.
Yes.
Right. These underwear are not white.
They're like my the low mileage, the low gas thing comes up.
Oh, the warning light's on. My underwear warning light is on. All right, that's a good one. I like that. I will not. I will not buy bottled water, like a big case of bottled water,
because
I don't want to walk it up the stairs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like that's with any bulk item. Like when people go to like BJ's or Costco.
Yeah.
You have these big items. Like I have to bring that up. It's heavy.
It is a bitch.
Yeah.
Sometimes I will leave it on the stairs.
Yes.
And come back for that later.
And then like if it's water, taking just one water out while it's still just on the stairs.
Yep. No, done that for sure.
Next day there's a couple waters missing and it just never leaves the stairs.
Like if I go to Costco I usually get three cases of water at a time.
Yes, that's a lot.
And so sometimes I will leave two on the stairs. And then if she's away or not home, she'll come and I'll see her walking in with
struggling.
Like, damn. Makes me feel less of a man.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm the man. I should have carried that.
Yeah. How about listening to an audiobook instead of reading it?
Is that lazy?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
I want to tell you a quick story
here. All right.
I was reading a Sports Illustrated. I picked up this one my brother was subscribing to and I was reading, going through the issue at my parents' house. And I was fascinated by it. There was so many good articles in this one particular thing. So the article was written by the basketball coach of Indiana University. He's married to John and Jim Harbaugh's sister.
Okay. The current coach, not Bobby Knight.
No. He was the current. He got fired.
Okay.
Yeah. You would recognize him if you saw him. Anyway. So he decided before he had a huge payout from Indiana University for being the men's basketball coach. So he said, well, I can take some time before jumping into another job. I'm going to meet with other coaches and people like that, that maybe have some good advice.
All right.
And stuff. So he met with Jim Caldwell, the coach of the Detroit Lions.
Okay.
He said he's always reading, in quotes.
Always reading.
Yeah. Audiobooks.
Hmm.
He has audiobooks on. He goes through hundreds like a year or a month or whatever. He said how he gets through so many. He puts it on double speed.
Oh, come on. That's not reading a book.
That's not reading a book. I can't even. I tried because people said, oh, they put this podcast on double speed.
That they listen to podcasts on double speed so they can listen to more podcasts.
I tried that. It's unlistenable.
Right.
You cannot comprehend anything that's happening.
Yeah. Like
I know this is not a high level thing, but
right.
If you were listening to Moby Dick on double speed, you'd be like,
right. You really had to pay attention.
Yeah.
Even listening to an audiobook. When you're doing other things,
you're not really.
You can't be paying attention.
You're right.
It'd be like reading while you were washing your dishes.
Right.
Like you're exactly. Not. You can't do both.
Right.
Yeah. So he's not. I'd love to ask Jim Caldwell some questions about these books.
Right, do a book report.
Yeah. Who's the main guy? What was the main point of this book, Jim? He's like,
not sure.
On double speed. I have no idea. That one real fast talking guy.
Yeah. Yes, since gotten fired, right? By
Jim Caldwell?
Yeah.
I believe so, yes.
Could you name the Detroit Lions' current head coach?
Matt Patricia.
Yeah, very good, yeah.
That's a good one.
I would not have gotten that.
That's my sports talk background now.
How are we doing on time?
Oh. We are at 50 minutes, Paul.
Okay.
50. Let me see what I have here. This happens sometimes when you have Amazon and you order from there. Keeping something you ordered online.
Oh, yeah.
And not returning it, even though you don't want it or it's broken, right. Because it's too much trouble to go to the UPS store or the
100%.
Post office.
100%. 1,000%.
Yeah, you're like, yeah. What did I pay for this? Right. Okay, $25?
Is it really worth the hassle of going back? I don't know if I can rebox this.
Right, right. I've got to rebox it.
Right.
Print out the label.
Do I have tape? Yeah.
They're going to charge me for tape if I go to the UPS store.
That's the only... I rarely make a big major purchase like that through online where I can't return it to a store.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, right. That's the key.
That's the key to me.
Because you'll return it to a store.
Yep.
Because you don't have to box it up.
Right.
You just take grab it.
Just put it in a bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just show up at the store right. with it. Yeah, but you won't have to box that up with the proper, you know, packaging so it doesn't get damaged.
Mm-hmm.
I've kept many of items.
Oh yeah, I have
from
Amazon. I have a Puma track jacket that I've never returned and I never worn because it was too big on me. Yeah.
Right, you'll grow into it at some point.
What do you think a lazy person looks like?
Disheveled.
Maybe he's wearing a sweatpants.
Sweatpants. Yeah. That was a big time lazy person thing.
Unshaven, perhaps.
Unshaven sweatpants.
A hoodie, maybe.
Mm-hmm. If not a hoodie, I always picture a lazy person like with a button down flannel, but it's wide open.
Okay,
that seems
and a
lazy.
T-shirt underneath.
Yeah, a t-shirt underneath.
Maybe a baseball hat,
mm-hmm.
so they don't have to style their hair. Anyway.
Yep, baseball hat for sure.
Overweight, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A little overweight.
Yeah, a general sloppiness appearance.
Yes.
How about maybe they smell like pot?
Smell like pot. Yeah, I think a lot of potheads are lazy.
Right.
A lot of lazy things coming out of the pot.
That contributes to their laziness.
Yes, for sure. They're so super mellow, like nothing's important to them.
How about some people that used to be go-getters, maybe, but are now lazy?
Okay.
Like celebrities.
You have celebrity go-getters that are now lazy.
I just have a few examples.
All right.
People that I used to like,
and
I feel like they've gotten very lazy.
Okay.
So Howard Stern.
Mm.
Trulies.
He was a go-getter.
He was, at one point, it was just him, Jackie, Fred, and Robin.
Yes.
And Gary, right?
Right.
Now it's, I don't even know half the people on the staff.
A lot of people contributing.
Right.
And he's only there 3 days a week.
Right.
With legitimately 12 weeks vacation.
Yeah. So I would say he's pretty lazy.
He's lazy.
Yeah. I would say David Letterman got lazy once he left NBC.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right, when he got the big bucks and went to CBS, got a little lazy.
Do you think like late night TV show hosts that just do Trump material?
Yes.
That's very lazy.
Very lazy.
It's like everyone's doing it.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the same jokes.
Right.
Colbert, lazy.
Right. How about some athletes, some famous lazy athletes?
Lazy athletes, all right.
Ricky Williams.
Ricky Williams, yeah.
He was a good player and he kind of threw it all away for pot, I think.
Yes, right? He was more interested in the pot than being a running back.
I think he came back, but I don't know.
Yeah, never really did anything.
Jamarcus Russell.
Oh, he's a big one.
Yeah.
They
Ryan.
They said he drank the purple drink.
Oh, really?
Scissorp or something.
Okay, so that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. So that make you lazy.
Have you ever tried Scissorp?
I have not.
No. Would you know where to get cough medicine?
I would. Regular cough medicine, yes. A Scissorp, or you mix that
codeine,
with
codeine, I think it is.
Oh, with codeine?
I think that's what it is.
I think you need a prescription for that.
Ryan Leaf.
Mm-hmm. Lazy.
Yep. John Daly.
Oh, the fat golfer.
Yeah, like he could have, he had some great talent.
He did.
Yeah.
He had some mad skills.
As they say.
Threw them away, being lazy.
How about some musicians or bands that got
lazy bands.
Yeah. Do you think any of like the big arena rock bands just got resting on their laurels?
Yeah. I think if you, well, that's the funny thing. Like if you haven't put out new music in 30 years, it seems lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yet we don't want to hear it anyway.
True. But you would think maybe, well, I'm going to try to grow as an artist or something. Like Aerosmith.
Mm-hmm.
They seem like they just, well, here's our lane. We're sticking to it. Yeah.
Right. Like they had a resurgence in the 80s and even in the 90s.
Yep.
But now they're like, we're good. We'll just play this material.
The Who.
Yeah, The Who, very lazy.
Touring just based on past...
Same old songs.
Rolling Stones, you could say that too. U2, do you think they're lazy?
I don't think they're lazy, no. Because they still are putting out new music, just no one knows.
It's not good, though.
Right.
Right.
Like satellite radio will still try to jam that down your throat.
Oh, really?
New music from U2. And I'm like, I guess? Let me... Then I'm like... Psst.
Sounds
nothing.
Like every other.
Yeah.
How about Phil Collins?
That guy's not put out a song in forever.
I mean, there's a guy that did nothing but work for a while there. Solo albums, Genesis, Disney movies he was doing.
Right.
But now I don't know.
It's been years.
You're right.
And I did see he was going on tour, and then he fell in a bathtub, like legitimately like cracked his head open.
Oh, wow.
And had to cancel.
Okay.
But he was set to go back out. Mm. I don't know if he ever did again.
Okay.
But he'd be playing those same old lazy songs of his.
Right. Do you think bowling is the laziest sport?
Very lazy.
Okay.
You only occasionally have to do something when it's your turn. Yeah. You can drink beers, as we know, eat pretzels and wings.
What do radio shows do when they get lazy? I have a couple of examples.
Oh, good ones. Yeah. Okay.
They might take phone calls.
Oh, yeah. Right? Let's go to the calls.
Yeah. They might have a guest in.
Book up many bad guests. Yes.
Right. An athlete guest who contributes nothing.
Who says nothing about anything. Right. Yes. That's lazy.
Back in the shock jockery days, you know, a host was getting lazy when they said, let's bring in the intern.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Let's beat up on the intern for a little while. Yeah. That'll kill some time.
What, do you have anything else here?
Let me see what else I have. All right, Paul. I get this one sometimes, using an elevator to go one floor.
Mm.
But sometimes that's really, like, you don't see where the stairs are.
Yeah, when I started coming here, well, I don't know if I want to say what floor you're on, but I didn't know where the staircase was.
Mm-hmm. You were willing to be not lazy and take the stairs.
Right. And now I had to ask someone at the front desk to security,
can you point me to the stairs, please?
You know, every once in a while, you're in a lockdown building.
Yeah, it's on lockdown just because I'm here.
There'll be people standing outside waiting for someone to open the door, and I never let them in.
You don't?
No.
How do you avoid that?
I close the door and I say, I don't live here.
I don't live here. And you look suspicious.
So luckily, sometimes somebody from the front desk will follow me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then they'll help.
Right.
All right.
But I do say, I don't live here. And
I'd
rather not let someone
I'd in. Love to let you in, but I don't live here. Here's one. You'll see this time of year in the snow. Clearing only one scrape from your windshield where your eyes are.
Okay.
So you could see out of it and leaving your entire car snow covered.
Right.
That's lazy.
That is very lazy.
Very lazy. Using a handicapped automatic door. Like, you know, like some buildings will have a door it's got a big handicap sign and you hit that giant button on the side.
I hit that.
That's lazy. What about not returning a shopping cart? Isn't that lazy?
I consider that lazy unless the shopping cart return is not in an easy spot to return.
Right.
To. Yeah.
Like if it's far from your car.
Right. There's some that are just not convenient for you to.
Yeah.
Like you'd have to walk.
Yeah, you're too far from the store itself to bring it back there.
Yeah.
And you're too far from the part where they're collecting the carts. Mm-hmm. So you just throw it in there.
Right.
Let me see. I think we got all the rest. Oh, this one happens now. A lot of things now because of email, online billing and all that stuff. I go to my mailbox like once a week.
Oh, yeah?
Even though, again, it's right here.
Okay.
But when I go to it, I know I'm going to have to sift through stuff.
Okay.
Which I don't feel like doing.
I gotcha. But so you're not expecting good things? Like,
well, I feel like if it's a package, it'll come to the door.
Okay.
That the mail in the mailbox is like catalogs.
Magazine?
Magazines, which I do on the iPad now anyway. Mm. So I don't even need the hard magazine.
Okay.
And or things I will have to deal with.
The failing Condé Nast.
The failing Condé Nast and all their magazine subscriptions.
How about writing an email or a text and deleting it before hitting send because you don't feel like getting into a conversation?
This is just going to be a back and forth.
Yeah, so you just say, oh, sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it, yeah. Cool.
How about replying to a text message with an emoji?
Mm. See, that I feel like it's more work because you're kind of looking for it, unless it's one your...
go-tos?
Frequently used emojis.
I'm big into the guy thinking emoji.
That one. When will you use that?
All the time. Like... I don't know, like
what should we do for dinner tonight? Thinking man emoji.
Or just like, wow, everyone's gotten an email from our boss except me, and then thinking man, like, what's happening?
Why am I not on these emails? Fired? Right.
or replying to a text in an abbreviation, like K.
Right.
Like that's an abbreviation to an abbreviation.
Yes. Right? Yes. Okay is an abbreviation.
Right. LMK.
Right. Yeah, I don't like any of those.
No? Okay.
None of those shortened things.
They say lazy people put off doing the hard task first.
Okay.
Like a non-lazy person will tackle the hardest thing as soon as they get to work. Or opposed to me, I'll go, let me start off with something easy.
Yeah, what can I knock out of the way?
Yeah, get a victory to start off the day, so to speak.
I'll go make a coffee.
No, you know what? I'm going to enter my time from yesterday. Wait, what time did I get here?
Right.
Thinking man emoji.
Yeah. What was the exact time I got here?
Do you think people who look up cheat codes to a video game are lazy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's lazy.
I do.
You do?
Now it's, you could just... If you Google like a certain level,
yeah,
there's a YouTube video that walks you right through it.
To how to beat it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Do you think people that are lazy or late with their bills?
Yes.
Yeah.
Totally. And that's why they don't like online bill pay, because they can't see it constantly.
Okay.
So then they'll be late with their bills. Yeah,
that's true, because I pay my Fios bill through the app.
Because they gave you a discount at one point.
I don't know. I still get a paper bill.
You do. Okay.
Remember you say I don't trust paper bills?
Yes.
I still get the paper bill. Never open it.
Okay.
But they haven't given me enough incentive not to.
Right.
Like if they said, hey, we'll knock $5 off your bill for a year, I'd think about it.
You would be like, all right.
Maybe.
I'll save you some paper and postage.
But otherwise, no.
Yeah, make it a year and a half. And
right. So I can pay the day of my bill.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The day that it's due.
Right.
But do you set a reminder?
No, I just kind of know it's around the middle of the month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, wait, what's today's date?
Yeah, but there's been times where, like, let's just say my Express bill, I'd be like, oh, shit, when's that due? And I have to pay that.
Yeah.
With a check.
Your Express bill?
Yeah. So sometimes I'll have to go to the store to pay it in person.
Really?
Yeah.
You have to go to the mall.
Yes.
To pay your bill.
That's right.
And wait in line.
Sometimes it's not a line.
Just paying my bill.
Yeah.
Just paying my Express bill off.
Do you think we'll get even lazier in the future?
Yes.
Once robots start driving cars and drones deliver our foods and goods. Yeah.
Yeah. We're setting ourselves up to be super lazy.
I'm guessing you haven't seen that movie WALL-E.
I did start watching that one time.
Okay.
Years ago. That's the robot thing.
But yeah.
There was no talking or anything.
There was talking later on in the movie.
Yeah, I watched that first part where there was no talking.
Okay. But they are the premise is civilization has ruined Earth.
Okay.
So now they're on a boat floating in space.
Mm-hmm. Like Wally is floating?
No. Wally's trying to clean up Earth.
Oh, okay.
So that's inhabitable for humans to return.
Oh, okay.
So, so they end up finding life on Earth. There was no life left, like a plant.
Okay, so just the plant.
The one robot found the plant, and its directive was to return back to the spaceship.
Mm-hmm.
So all the humans are living in this giant space yacht, almost.
While Wally cleans up the Earth.
There's many other robots cleaning
okay.
it. But all of the humans are in like these robot chairs,
mm-hmm.
so they never move. They have atrophy. Everything's delivered by punching really? A button. Yeah.
So they've just really broken down as human beings.
They can't even move. Yeah.
Hmm.
It's an interesting, I don't know.
Like look to the future.
Yeah.
Like that will be us.
They show like all the captains through history of this ship.
Really?
And they all get fatter and fatter until Jeff Garland can't even button his uniform because he's so huge.
Really?
Yeah. It's a good movie.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wall-E. All right. Yeah. I will check out Wall-E. I'm going to fast forward because I saw the first
1998
part.
Movie.
I saw the first part where there was no talking.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's all I have. That was called Things Lazy People Do.
Things We Do That Are Lazy.
Things We Do That Are Lazy. The Lazy Podcast.
So if you got this far.
Yeah. Probably too lazy to turn it off.
Right.
Right? Like, oh, the thing's all the way over there.
Right. Yeah, just let it go.
I guess I'll just leave this on. Right. I wouldn't even know how to get back to the podcast home screen. All right. See you all. I heard your computer go off. That's a sign that the podcast is over.
Yeah, I'm just tossing these into the trash.
Oh, your notes?
Yeah.
Right in the trash. All right. You have to do the
goodbye. Oh, bye.